Thank you. Opening our Jazz Northwest today in Vancouver, B.C., with Jill Townsend Big Band from the album Legacy, just recently issued. That featured Chad McKellar on baritone sax in a tune called Don't Call Before 10. It's a composition by Ross Taggart, the late tenor saxophonist and composer from Vancouver, and the album is totally devoted to his music as played by this wonderful big band. He was also an inspiration to many of the players in this band, as well as composer and tenor saxophonist. Don't Call Before 10 from the album Legacy, the music of Ross Taggart, the Jill Townsend Big Band. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. On today's show, we're going to be previewing some of the upcoming Earshot Festival concerts that are coming up. The festival is in progress now. It runs through November 18th. John Gilbreth is going to be joining us a little later on this program, and we'll be talking about some of the upcoming concerts in the Earshot Jazz Festival. One we're particularly excited about is this next Wednesday. It's a concert by Chano Dominguez Trio. I first heard Chano in a concert at the Ballard Jazz Festival a couple of years ago and was absolutely amazed by him and looked forward to an opportunity to possibly record him for Jazz Northwest, and we're going to do that next Wednesday, and you're invited to join us. We'll be at Teatro Zanzini, and Chano Dominguez will be on piano and joined by percussionist Jose Martinez and bassist Jeff Johnson, and on various woodwinds, Hans Teuber, and I think also some special guest artists will be joining too. He was Spanish native and reared in Cadiz and steeped in flamenco jazz and bolero-infused jazz. He had an album nominated for Best Latin Jazz Album, the Flamenco Sketches album, which came out a couple of years ago. We'd like to play some music from this now. This is Chano Dominguez Trio with Mario Rossi on bass and Israel Suarez on percussion. They were recorded live at Jazz Standard in New York City. This is Chano Dominguez at the piano, and from the album Flamenco Sketches, which is a Spanish-tinged version of the music from Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, this piece is one of the best known from that collection, All Blues. Chano Dominguez at the piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Wayne Horvitz is performed by the ensemble, the brass ensemble, the Westerlies. The Westerlies is Riley Muhelkar, trumpet, Zubin Hensler, trumpet, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock, trombones. And this is from their album of Wayne Horvitz's music, Wish the Children Would Come on Home. And the children are coming on home. The Westerlies are back in Seattle. They're performing as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, and we'll be talking about that with John Gilbert coming up in just a moment. Just before the Westerlies, we were listening to a pianist who is going to be featured in concert on Wednesday this week. It's Chano Dominguez, who is now a Seattle area resident, and he is going to be performing at Teatro Zanzini with a group including Jose Martinez on percussion, Jeff Johnson bass, and Hans Teuber on woodwinds. An amazing pianist who blends flamenco music and jazz together seamlessly, and the music that we heard comes from his Grammy-nominated album Flamenco Sketches, which was based on Miles Davis's music for Kind of Blue, including that piece titled Flamenco Sketches. And beautifully performed here at the Jazz Standard in New York City with Mario Rossi on bass and Israel Suarez percussion, and also a couple of performers, palmas, the hand claps that goes with flamenco music. Chano Dominguez performing on Wednesday at Teatro Zanzini, and we're looking forward to being there for that one. Now John Gilbert joins us, and Wayne Horvitz's 60th birthday celebration going on at the Earshot Jazz Festival this year.
I've always been so impressed with Wayne as an artist because he's just looking forward, if not relentlessly, then unswervingly going forward in his own trajectory. So we're celebrating his 60th birthday, not with a retrospective, but with projects that look forward, and certainly with a monumental event that we've been working on for 2.5 years. With the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, Wayne Horvitz has written a full piece for the entire Seattle Symphony Orchestra. Ludovic Morlot will conduct, and at Benaroya Hall, October 29th. It's part of their Sonic Evolution series, and that also features a piece by the composer, jazz composer Derek Bermel, who wrote a piece that was influenced by Jacob Lawrence's Migration series. It's for jazz big band and symphony orchestra, and the Roosevelt High School Jazz Big Band will play with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, a couple of ringer soloists in there. But this is another thing that has been in the works for well over a year, and I put it together. I usually don't run in that crowd, but it's cool. It's so cool.
That sounds great. October 29th, that is one performance only, and that'll also be in Benaroya Hall.
The Wayne piece features Bill Frisell as a guest soloist with the orchestra, which will be fascinating. And, of course, the Westerlies, the horn ensemble, will be in town, and they'll be play a little pop-up concert in the lobby of their music of Wayne Horvitz. It'll just be a great, great night of music at Benaroya Hall on the 29th. Yep. And pursuant to that, if you will, connected kind of a little bit, on the following Sunday, the composer and trombonist from the Westerlies, Andy Clausen, will debut a brand new group that he's got, the Shutter Project, which relates to improvisation and photography. And that includes another of the Westerlies, Riley Muhelkar, who's really... all those guys just emerging as stars and what they're doing. Andy's a tremendously gifted composer. I just saw a piece on a new release by a West African guitarist that Zubin Hensler, the other trumpeter, actually produced and the Westerlies play on. So, and they're really charming, the people in New York City. The writers there will just love them.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to hear that. They really have such a cooperative ideal with the group, the Westerlies. It just comes off beautifully, the music.
It's innovative, and it's so pristinely played. The stuff is so...
I compared it to a string quartet, only with brass instruments. The way they play together.
It is like that, and weaving really in and out.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of the things that's great about the festival this year, as always, is the range of talent from young, evolving musicians, including high school jazz bands. We mentioned the Roosevelt Band playing with the symphony, And I think also the Garfield Band is in here as well.
I also want to mention, speaking of that, this young man, Joel Ross, who will come in October 30th and 31st. He's a vibes player. I first came across him at Seattle Jazz Experience, that school invitational jazz festival. Mm-hmm. And he was at the University of the Pacific, which is where the Brubeck Institute also is. And he's the kind of a kid, a man, a guy that just walks in the room and you know that it's serious business. He's so remarkable and so compelling at the instrument. He plays vibes and also just great piano. And I just knew, you know, when I saw him as a student performer, that I wanted to have him on the jazz festival. Mm-hmm. So we're putting this thing together.
Oh, yeah. That's great too. And Jacob Zimmerman, who also is a very interesting
Jay-Z, that group is so cool. It's so tight, and it's very much what I
what does he
really
say his favorite year is 1947 or something like that.
But it's this forward and backwards juice in jazz that I love so much. And you know, they're playing this music from that period, and it's some kind of obscure bebop tune, but they play with such precision, and it's so much of today. Not to mention that it's guys in their 20s doing the playing, but it's just got that life and energy to it. It's really magical. Mm-hmm. And Jacob is playing A Night at Tula's on October 30th.
Now, we've been throwing a lot of names out here, a lot of dates, and so on and so forth. It's time to mention the catch-up on all of the details by picking up a brochure, which are scattered all around town. And also, of course, online at earshot.org. You'll find complete information. You can order tickets there. You can find out more about the individual artist and who's playing when.
And we've got a few tributes. We're doing a number of things in tribute to Billy Strayhorn, who will be celebrating a 100th birthday this year in November. Of course, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra presenting Evening of Billy Strayhorn three times, November 7, 8, and 9. And we're bringing out the author, David Haydu, who wrote the Lush Life biography of Billy Strayhorn. So David Haydu will come out, do some readings, some panel discussions, and do some introductions on the SRJO concerts. We're also doing an unlikely Billy Strayhorn tribute with a soprano saxophone quartet.
Four soprano saxophones? Is that a good idea?
I know. That's well said. called Strayhorn. But be that as it may, and that'll be grounded with an opening set by Michael Brockman and Randy Halberstadt, just doing three straight-up Strayhorn tunes.
Michael's very good at Strayhorn, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's deep in it.
We have a few old friends revisiting again, Art Landy and Jay Clayton. I'm looking forward to seeing Art Landy again. Haven't seen him for a long time. Art was for a while also at Cornish College of the Arts when Julian and Jay Clayton came in there along with Gary Peacock. And Art Landy has been in and out of town, but he's made most of the latter part of his career in Colorado, I believe.
I just spoke with him on the telephone today, and he was doing some dates with Paul McCandless. Mm-hmm. And there's another kind of co-conspirator that those guys have worked together for 40 years or something.
Brilliant original mind at the piano, and as a composer, too.
And as an educator and influence on other pianists. Bill Anschel himself has a serious experience with Art Landy. So, this is a reunion of sorts of a kind of a legendary quartet with the drummer Dave Coleman, guitarist Dave Peterson, and then
Dean Johnson,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
So Art and Dean Johnson coming from out of town, Dean being in New York City and working a lot with Kendra Shank on various things. But it's going to be a treat. This was an ensemble that was together. You were here before I was at that time. I came in the late 80s, but this was a phenomenon from the kind of early to mid 80s here in Seattle, right?
Right. Art Landy, Ralph Towner was still here at that time. Mm-hmm. A lot of different combinations. Sparks would fly when some of these people got together because it was a very inventive and original collection of musicians.
And really helped to define the sound that carried for the 15, 20 years after that. And so if Seattle had, you know, a style that was third stream or something that was influenced by that period, that, you know, that's that those are the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave mm-hmm. Coleman's father, you know, Dave Coleman, the drummer, senior, mm-hmm. Certainly part of that as well. Yeah. And also our good friend Jay Clayton, who taught vocals at Cornish College of the Arts and played here around Seattle before she moved back to New York, will come back and do a concert and a workshop at Cornish at Poncho Concert Hall. And Julian Priester is going to play on that with Don
great.
Clement.
Uh-huh.
Electronics, solo, duo, trio. I also remember in Jay's work with Jim Knapp and that quartet with Aaron Alexander and Phil Sparks and mm-hmm. those weekly gigs right over here at the Bathhouse Theater
yeah.
that they did for kind of after the theater thing. That way they were a bit of an institution as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jay's absolutely contributed to the possibilities here. And, you know, Beth Winter still teaching at Cornish, and that continuum of Jay's influence still absolutely felt in the
Seattle
scene.
Still resonating.
Yes, yeah.
Lots of good stuff coming up. Again, let's remind people that they can find more information at earshot.org. And there are brochures around town. Also, the new edition of Earshot magazine is out. Lots of information available. Be sure to check it out.
You know, there's a lot of things here. I would encourage people to take a chance on things, even if they weren't familiar with them. I stand by our imprimatur. It's, you know, it's a great festival, and not everybody can know everybody. Too often jazz is daunting because it's a list of names that you're only cool if you know the names, but forget about that. You don't have to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just come and hear the music. It's great.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, John.
We've been
talking
you.
With John Gilbert, the executive director of the Earshot Jazz Festival and Earshot Jazz. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We'll continue now with some music by some of the artists we were talking about with John Gilbert. Next up is some music from Jacob Zimmerman's sextet. Jacob has said that his favorite year in jazz is 1944 or somewhere thereabouts. Here's a piece of music that dates from that period, played by the Jacob Zimmerman sextet. This is attributed to Coleman Hawkins, who was someone who recorded it around that time, as he was making his switch from swing to bebop. It's a tune that's titled Booty Dot. Jacob Zimmerman, Sextet. Mimi Fox, solo guitar, music from her album Standards Old and New, album which came out a couple of years ago, I guess now. Mimi Fox playing a Wes Montgomery tune and freely improvising upon it. That was 4-on-6. Mimi Fox has a couple of appearances coming up with the Earshot Jazz Festival. She's going to be playing a solo concert Wednesday, October 28th, at the Chapel Performance Space, and then she will be joining the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra as a soloist on the following Wednesday, November 4th, in a concert at the Triple Door. Before Mimi Fox, we were listening to the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet, Jacob Zimmerman playing tenor sax a la Coleman Hawkins on that tune called Booty Dot. Raymond Larson was the trumpet player, Jake Svensson, piano, Nate Parker, bass, and Julian McDonough was the drummer. And Jacob Zimmerman's sextet will be playing on Friday, October 30th at Tula's as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. As John Gilbreth mentioned earlier, there are several celebrations of the music of Billy Strayhorn going on as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, part of it with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in their regular season. Here is a recording of one of Billy Strayhorn's beautiful melodies, and this one played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra comes from the Far East Suite by Ellington and Strayhorn, featuring on alto saxophone Michael Brockman in Isfahan. Mark Seals opens the piece at the piano. ¶¶ That's a tune that harkens back, the performance goes back to the late 80s and early 90s, and a group at Cornish, which featured Jay Clayton doing the vocal there, and along with Jay were Jim Knapp on trumpet, Aaron Alexander drums, Phil Sparks on bass, and Brad Shepik on guitar, and John Silverman was on bass on this one, actually, and they were either students or faculty at Cornish College at the time. Jay Clayton, Jim Knapp Collective. Tito's Acid Trip was the name of the album, the tune by Leonard Bernstein, Some Other Time. Jay Clayton returns to Cornish for a performance on Sunday, November 8th, and she will also be doing a workshop, a free masterclass on November 9th at noon in the Pancho Concert Hall at Cornish College. Jay Clayton in and out. She'll be joined by Julian Priester, Don Clement, and some originals and standards and electronics and poetry, usual mix-up that Jay Clayton puts into her performances. Lots of interesting stuff. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, heard just before that, playing music of Billy Strayhorn, whose music is being celebrated on a couple of fronts, two or three different fronts during the Earshot Jazz Festival. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra has three concerts of Billy Strayhorn's music on November 7th, 8th, and 9th at Benaroya Hall, Kirkland Performance Center, and Edmonds Center for the Arts, respectively. And we heard the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in an earlier recording of the Isfahan by Billy Strayhorn from the Far East Suite that was introduced by Mark Seals on piano and featuring the alto saxophone of co-leader and director of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Michael Brockman. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. In the time remaining on today's show, we're going to be listening to some music from Art Landy. Art Landy is the pianist here, and he is joined by saxophonist Mark Miller. And this is an Art Landy composition. It's a French title, Sous l'ombre, which means under the shadow. Thank you. You are listening to a piece by Art Landy titled Sous l'Ombre, In the Shadow. Art Landy at the piano, Mark Miller on tenor saxophone from the album World Without Cars. Art Landy Quartet with Dean Johnson, Dave Coleman, and Dave Peterson will be playing at the Pancho Concert Hall at the Cornish College of the Arts on Friday, November 6th as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. Again, for more information, see the Earshot website, earshot.org. The festival continues through mid-November. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service.